Welcome to Scripture Stories.
Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last week, we read the story, Witnesses See the Gold Plates, 1829 to 1830. Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery finished translating the Book of Mormon. Jesus wanted people to read the book. He also wanted them to know that Joseph had told the truth about the gold plates. Jesus chose three other men to see the gold plates and be witnesses that they were real. These men were Martin Harris, Oliver Cowdery, and David Whitmer. Joseph took the three witnesses into the woods where they prayed. An angel came and showed them the gold plates. Jesus told the three witnesses to tell people what they had seen. Joseph Smith was very happy. The three witnesses would tell people about the gold plates, and more people would believe that Joseph had told the truth. Jesus told Joseph to show the plates to eight more witnesses. The eight men held the gold plates in their hands and saw the writing on the plates. All the witnesses wrote about the gold plates. They said they had seen the plates, and they testified that the plates were real. The words of the witnesses are in the Book of Mormon. After Joseph Smith had translated the plates and the witnesses had seen them, Joseph did not need them any longer. The angel Moroni appeared, and Joseph gave the gold plates back to him. After Joseph finished translating the Book of Mormon, he took it to a printer. Joseph did not have money to pay the printer. Martin Harris had enough money, and in a revelation he was asked to share it to pay the printer. Satan did not want the Book of Mormon to be printed. He did not want people to read it. Wicked men tried to stop the printer. One man went to the printing shop on Sundays and stole some pages of the Book of Mormon. He printed the pages in a newspaper until other men made him stop stealing them. The people who tried to stop the printing did not succeed, because those who are wicked cannot stop Jesus' work. After many months, the printing of the Book of Mormon was completed.
How could the Father should go? He sent his son to What does he ask? Live like his son.
Children at home, please read along with us, Chapter 8 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, Getting Ready for the Church of Jesus Christ, April 1830.
It was almost time for the Church of Jesus Christ to be on earth again.
Jesus gave Joseph Smith a revelation so the people would be ready for his church.
Jesus revealed more about his gospel and about other things the people needed to know before his church was organized.
Jesus said the Book of Mormon teaches his gospel and testifies of God in his work.
Jesus promised blessings to those who receive the book in faith and punishment to those who reject it.
Jesus told them about his life on earth. Heavenly Father sent him here to be our Savior. Satan tempted him, but Jesus would not listen to him.
Jesus felt great sorrow for the bad things people do. Toward the end of his life, he suffered and bled for all people. People will not suffer like he did if they repent.
Wicked people put Jesus on a cross and killed him. Jesus' friends put his body in a tomb.
After 3 days, Jesus was resurrected. He was alive again.
Because Jesus was resurrected, all people will be resurrected.
Because he suffered and died for the sins of all people, we can be forgiven if we repent.
We will return to live with Heavenly Father if we have faith, repent, are baptized, and do our best to keep the commandments.
Let's stop and talk about the things Jesus taught the people so they would be ready for his church. What did Jesus say the Book of Mormon teaches and testifies of? Ace?
His gospel and testifies of God and his work.
Great. Cash?
It testifies of the gospel and of Heavenly Father and all the things he does.
Excellent. Carly?
It teaches his gospel and testifies of God and his work.
And Emmeline?
It testifies of Jesus' gospel and God and his work.
What did Jesus promise to those who received the Book of Mormon, Carly?
Blessings.
Great. And Eli?
Blessings.
And what about those who reject it? Cash?
Punishment.
Punishment. And Emmeline?
A punishment.
What did Jesus teach the people about his life on earth? Eli?
Heavenly Father sent him.
Great. And Carly?
He was sent to earth to be our Savior.
Exactly. What did Jesus do for all people so that we don't have to suffer if we repent? Karina.
He died.
Ace.
He died on the cross and was resurrected.
Great. Emmeline?
He atoned for our sins.
What must we do to be able to return to live with Heavenly Father? Emmeline.
Be baptized and repent.
That's right. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today we have been reading in Chapter 8 about the things Jesus taught in preparation for his church to be on the earth again. Let's continue reading to learn more about his teachings.
Jesus also taught the people about baptism. He said they must be baptized to become members of his church.
Those who want to be baptized must repent. They must love and obey Jesus. They must also be at least 8 years old.
Jesus taught the right way to baptize. He said a priest in the Aaronic priesthood, or a man who has the Melchizedek priesthood, may baptize a person.
The man takes the person into the water and says a special prayer.
The man who is baptizing puts the person down under the water. Then he brings the person out of the water.
When people are baptized, they promise to obey Jesus. They also promise to say and do good things.
Let's talk about the ordinance of baptism a little more. Why are we baptized? Emmeline?
To become members of the church.
Great. Why are we baptized, Carly?
To become members of His church.
Cash, why are we baptized?
To live with Heavenly Father again.
Great. Eli, why are we baptized?
So our sins can be cleaned from us.
Great. Ace?
To obey Jesus and become a member of His church.
Great answer. And Karina?
For our sins to wash away.
Right. We are baptized to become members of the Church of Jesus Christ and also to receive a remission of our sins. What must we do to prepare to be baptized? Ace?
Have faith and repent.
Have faith and repent. Cash?
Live the gospel and follow the commandments.
Great. How old do we need to be baptized? Karina?
8.
What authority must the person who performs the baptism hold? Cash?
You need to be a priest in the Aaronic priesthood.
That's right, a priest in the Aaronic priesthood or somebody who holds the Melchizedek priesthood as well. Who has been baptized or seen a baptism? It looks like everybody's hands are going up. For those of you who have been baptized or seen a baptism, who can tell me what happens? Cash?
The priesthood holder and the person being baptized walk into the water. The man says a special prayer and fully submerges the person being baptized under the water.
Fully submerges, what does that mean?
Means that nothing is showing, that everything's under the water.
Everything's under the water. Great. And why is that important, Karina?
So that all sins will fully wash away.
Great. Emmeline?
All our sins will fully wash away into the water.
Great. And that was how Jesus was baptized, right?
Yep.
Fully immersed underwater. What do we promise when we are baptized? Carly?
To obey Jesus.
To obey Jesus. Great. Ace?
Follow Jesus.
Follow Jesus. Eli?
Obey the commandments.
Great. Good. Emmeline?
To obey Jesus and say and do good things.
Great. And Karina?
Try to be like Jesus.
Try to be like Jesus. Great. Let's continue reading to learn more about Jesus' teachings of other ordinances.
Jesus told about blessing babies. Men who have the Melchizedek priesthood can bless babies.
The men hold the baby in their arms, and one man gives the baby a name and a blessing.
Jesus told about the sacrament. He said we should take the sacrament often.
But if we do something bad, we should not take the sacrament until we have repented.
We take the sacrament to remember Jesus. The bread helps us think of his body.
We remember that he died for us on the cross.
The water helps us think of the blood of Jesus. We remember that he suffered and bled for us in the Garden of Gethsemane.
We make covenants when we take the sacrament. A covenant is a promise.
We promise that we will try to be like Jesus.
We promise that we will always remember him.
We also promise to obey his commandments.
If we keep our covenant, we are promised that his spirit will be with us.
Let's talk about these ordinances a little. How are babies blessed? Carly?
Men hold the baby, and one man names him and blesses him.
Who can bless babies? Ace?
Someone who has the Melchizedek priesthood.
Great. Emmeline?
Men who hold the Melchizedek priesthood.
When can we take the sacrament, Cash?
Every week in church.
Every week in church, that's right. When should we not take the sacrament? Karina?
When we're not, we haven't repented.
Okay. Who should we remember when we take the sacrament? Carly?
Jesus Christ.
What does the sacrament bread represent? Cash?
His body.
That's right. The bread represents Jesus' body and helps us remember that he died for us on the cross. What does the sacrament water represent? Ace?
His blood.
That's right. The water represents the blood of Jesus and helps us remember he suffered and bled for us in the Garden of Gethsemane. What is a covenant? Eli?
It's a two-way promise.
Right, a covenant is a promise. What do we promise when we take the sacrament? Karina?
That we will try to remember Jesus.
That we will try to remember Jesus. Great. Carly?
We will try to be like him, remember him, and keep his commandments.
Great. Eli?
To repent always and remember Jesus.
Repent always and remember Jesus. Excellent. Cash?
To remember Jesus and renew our baptismal covenants.
Great. And Emmeline, what does Heavenly Father promise us in return?
Blessings.
Blessings. What kind of blessings?
Good blessings.
Good blessings. Excellent. Ace?
Many blessings and that his spirit will be with us.
Great. How important is that to you to have his spirit with you? Karina?
Really, really important.
Really, really important. Emmeline?
Really important to me so I can live with him again.
Let's continue on to Chapter 9, Organization of the Church of Jesus Christ, April 6, 1830.
Joseph Smith was living in a town of Fayette in the state of New York. Jesus told Joseph it was time for his true church to be on earth again. He told Joseph to organize the church.
On April 6, 1830, Joseph held a meeting to organize the church.
Oliver Cowdery, Hiram Smith, Samuel Smith, David Whitmer, and Peter Whitmer came to help him. They had all been baptized. Other people also came to the meeting.
The men prayed to Heavenly Father. Joseph ordained Oliver an elder in the church. Then Oliver ordained Joseph.
Joseph and Oliver blessed the sacrament. They gave it to the men.
Joseph and Oliver put their hands on each man's head to confirm him a member of the Church of Jesus Christ and give him the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Joseph and Oliver ordained some of the other men to the priesthood.
These men were very happy. They said they loved God and told how he had blessed them.
Jesus gave a revelation to Joseph Smith at the meeting.
Jesus said Joseph was a true prophet. A true prophet speaks for Jesus. When a prophet speaks for Jesus, members of the church should listen to him and obey him.
After the meeting, many people were baptized, including Joseph Smith's mother and father.
What a wonderful day. The Church of Jesus Christ was on earth again.
When was the church organized? Cash?
April 6, 1830.
What special gift did some of the men at the meeting receive? Carly?
The priesthood?
That's right. What did Jesus say about Joseph Smith at this special meeting? Emmeline?
Joseph was a prophet.
Who does a true prophet speak for? Ace?
Jesus Christ.
That's right. When a prophet speaks for Jesus, what should the members of the church do? Carly?
Listen and obey him.
Who tells us what Jesus Christ wants us to do today? Emmeline?
Our prophet, Thomas S. Monson.
Great. Carly?
Our prophet?
Where can we hear or read about the teachings of the living prophet? Eli?
The Ensign of the Friend.
Great. Cash?
General Conference.
Why should we learn what the living prophet is teaching us today? Ace?
He teaches about Christ.
He teaches about Christ. Why should we learn what the living prophet is teaching us today, Emmeline?
So we can know what to do and make him get closer to heaven.
And Carly?
We need to know what to do today.
What blessings do you receive by being a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Cash?
Eternal life.
Eternal life. What other blessings? Eli?
The knowledge of the true church.
Knowledge of the true church? Karina?
Being able to go to the church and the temple.
Great. Ace?
Being with a family forever.
Being with a family forever. Great. Emmeline?
Eternal families.
Eternal families. And Carly?
We have the Holy Ghost with us.
That is right. Children, I also have received blessings from being a member of the church. Probably one of the greatest blessings that I have received is having the priesthood, and having that priesthood so that I can serve members of my family and other people around me. I also know that it's a great blessing that I know who I am, that I have a Heavenly Father who loves me and cares for me, and that I have an eternal family. I know that Joseph Smith was the prophet through whom the Church of Jesus Christ was restored to the earth. And I know that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is that church, the true Church of Christ on the earth today. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all remember to thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 10, The First Miracle in the Church, April 1830, and Chapter 11, More People Join the Church, April to June 1830. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Joseph used the priesthood to bless Newell and cast Satan out.
After the blessing, Newell felt better. Later, he was baptized.
See you next week!